now more of Inside Central Oregon.
We've got Lynn here from the Humane Society of Central Oregon. How are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself, Dave?
Good, good. What do we got this week?
Well, I've got a little special dog. Well, not little. He's a medium-sized dog, and it is Milo. Milo is a very handsome, we were told kind of a Rottweiler, cattle dog, border collie, herding dog, and Rottie mix, and that's pretty much what he looks like. He would love to have an exercise and adventure partner right now. He is a little bit chunky, and dogs that are living their lives at a really good fit weight, just like humans, absolutely. They live a lot longer, healthier lives. He's not overly obese or anything by that, but you can just see him wiggle, and he just he definitely could use a partner who could get him out for some adventures. Those adventures are going to be really important for him because he is, upon arrival, a little bit shy, and he has a tendency to be nervous at first, and it's no fault of his own. I think he was raised on a property or a couple properties, passed from a parent to a child, and actually the reason that he was brought in was due to those floods back out in Eastern Oregon, and things had changed for the families. So, of course, we opened up our doors, and the staff and volunteers, as he's become more comfortable in the shelter environment, oh my gosh, like I said, he's got a little nub of a tail, and he's just wiggled his way into all of our hearts. So if you are kind of dog savvy, you're patient, and you want to have a buddy for life, Milo's going to be the one for you. Typical black and tan, kind of as a Rottweiler mix. He loves playing with dogs who are kind of the same play style, and so I think he's going to be a wonderful dog to adopt. So come on by Humane Society of Central Oregon. Check out Milo. We've got a lot of dogs waiting for a home, and of course, your favorite time of the year, it's kitten season, so we've got lots of kittens to choose from as well.
All right, and time of year, you know, today, the longest day of the year, maybe some things to remember during the summer months when it comes to outdoor pets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always want people to pay attention to the heat. Of course, today is going to be one of those wonderful days. I think a lot of us love taking our dogs with us in the car. Remember, be cognizant of the fact that the inside of the car really heats up. And one of my pet peeves is people walking their dogs on really, really hot pavement during the summertime, especially at events where they're not paying attention to their dogs and the dogs are just dancing around. And you know, we've all got water bottles, so pack some water, not only for yourself, but for your dog.
All right, Lynn, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Dave Clements here once again, and in studio with me, I have my friend Cassie Regenball. She is the executive director for the Council on Aging. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. Today's a big year for you guys, a big milestone.
It is. Yes, we turned 50.
50 years. We're going to talk about that celebration in just a moment. But first, I just want to talk about what is the Council on Aging? What do you guys do?
So the Council on Aging, we are the designated area agency on aging. So we offer the Older American Act services. Most famous, I think, would be Meals on Wheels. We do community dining, Medicare counseling. We have social engagement programs. So we offer these services throughout the Tri-County area, both directly and then in partnership with our senior center partners, who we will also be celebrating this coming season too.
Do you feel like you guys are busier than you used to be?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think we've definitely evolved over the last 50 years and we've grown, but I would say we, as the community has grown, we have grown also.
And also, I always see, you know, Central Oregon and different write-ups and stuff as being a great place to grow older, to retire, yes, and such like that. So I feel like maybe we're unique and that we might have an older population in general, do you think?
We do. I would say in the state of Oregon, we are the fastest growing community in the state of older adults.
So we need you guys.
We do, yes.
right. Now, can people do anything to help you guys? I mean, if they go to the website, is there ways to, I don't know, volunteer, donate? What do you guys need?
We need all of the above. We're always looking for volunteers, both directly here in Bend, but also throughout the Tri-County area. Donations are always welcome. You can find all of that information on our website. But what we're really excited about is to come and celebrate with us over the next couple of months, both here in Bend, but then also throughout all of the other cities in Central Oregon. We will be having celebrations too.
All right, let's talk about it. 50 years. Can you believe it?
I know, I can't.
You guys are going to need your services soon.
Yeah, yes, right? We will.
What age group do you guys serve?
We serve family caregivers of any age and then individuals 60 years of age and older.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And you guys approaching 50 this year, 50th anniversary, big party somewhere? What are you
big
doing?
Big party, yes. So on June 26th at our Senior Services Center at 1036 Northeast 5th Street, from 4 to 7, we will be having a huge celebration. We have the Jamaican Jerk culture is coming with food. We will have beverages, music. We're having some other community partners. We'll have a kind of health fair, but really it's just a time to raise your glass and celebrate, you know, all of the good work, both our volunteers, our community partners, donors, everyone at large has done to keep us going for 50 years.
Neat, neat. If somebody wants more information and they want to know what to do exactly? Do they have to do anything in advance? Tickets or
we do like have a Give Butter. We have an RSVP link, but if you visit our website, all of that information will be on our website.
Okay, very cool. Talking to Cassie Regenball. She's the executive director for the Council on Aging. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, and give me the website again.
It is councilonaging.org.
Easy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.